Hello and welcome to the Tipsy Sewist podcast,
co-hosted by Ellen the Stitches and Hazel and the Machine.
Join us today for part two of autumn winter trends and how to sew them.
So grab your favourite tipple, let's have a giggle!
Woo!
Welcome to Tipsy Sewist on a Sunday morning.
Which is not our usual vibe at all. Usually no. We're an evening kind of record.
I feel very sleepy still, even though it's 11 a.m.
I know. I feel like we need to wake up and give the people what they want.
Which is us on mimosas. So let's go.
Talking about sewing patterns. So, yay! Obviously, if you haven't listened to part one, go back and pause this bad boy and listen to part one. We are continuing our talk about autumn winter trends and how to sew them. So we've got a bunch of different trends that we're going to speak to you about and link.
Well, three.
That's a bunch, right?
I don't know. I didn't know what all the... I would have said a few.
Okay, a few trends, and then we'll talk about some patterns that you can use to kind of replicate these trends in the fashion world. And Hazel's made some pretty cool mood boards as well, which we'll post on Instagram.
Yes! So if we start talking about a random top, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, like, oh my god, that top is so cute, and then we never explain what it looks like. But that's because you can see the photo on the gram.
Later. When this episode goes live. So, the first trend.
Oh, wait,
we are
the first
going
Hazel.
To...
Yeah. Just tell us how you are while I find things.
I'm good. You know, I'm good.
Anything to update? What are you sewing at the moment?
I have just cut out a Cynthia shirt in, and this is a rogue colour for me, pale yellow.
I don't think that's that rogue for you. I'm currently wearing pale yellow.
You are.
I actually don't know if I've ever seen you. No, I've never seen you in this colour.
Never seen me in yellow. But it's paler than your top. I've just made some new shorts, which I'm wearing right now.
Oh, are they these spring?
Yeah, they're the spring ones, but I changed the waistband. Because basically...
Same!
I had some I made some baby pink ones last summer out of this pale pink linen. And super cute, wore them all the time. And then I got them out of the wash and went to iron them because I was going to wear them to work. And they had a massive hole in the crotch. And I was like, did that happen? Yeah, but like not even a fixable hole. Like I tried to interface and I thought I'll just do some stitching to kind of like patch it up. Couldn't do it.
Why?
Couldn't do anything. Because it was literally like the fabric had pulled apart to make this massive hole.
But I don't understand. What was it because of your sewing, or was it because of the fabric?
I think it was the fabric. I think also it's because I'd just worn them so much that it was just like wear and tear. It also was quite a loose weave, I think. I don't know.
A loose weave.
I don't know. But yeah, so they ripped, so and I was devastated. So I cut out a new pair out of hot pink linen, which I actually think, to be honest, I will probably wear a lot more than
Where did you get the linen from?
Gold Brick Fabrics on Gold Hawk Road.
Love
that's where
basically
where I get all my linen from.
Do you?
Except
how much is it per metre?
$13.99. So it's not bad for linen, to be honest. And it's all Irish linen, so that's pretty good.
Nice.
And I have just bought from Etsy some chocolate brown linen. Which, again, is a really rogue choice for me.
Yeah, but I think that would be great for autumn. What are you going to make out of it?
I'm going to make a Cynthia.
Oh, that's what you're going to make?
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah, I'm going to make another Cynthia. I've worn shirts so much this summer. Like, they're just such an easy throw-on piece. So I feel like I need a couple of winter-toned ones. I kind of want a silky one.
Having said that, I just bought a green satin crepe to make a Cynthia shirt.
Nice.
So like a nice silky one. And I bought a stone-coloured linen to make a heather blazer.
Oh, very nice. Are you copying me?
Yes.
100%. Did you buy the exact same fabric from Rainbow?
No, I sent you the fabric before I bought it.
The ivory linen?
Yeah, no, I bought the stone so that I didn't copy you. It's like a dark cream, light brown.
Okay, that's fine.
Hazel, I literally sent it to you first, so at the time you could have been like, no, don't buy that.
Oh, honestly, I don't give a shit.
Well, you seem like you are. So just saying. Everyone can hear how salty you sound.
That wheezy laugh.
Not jealous at all. Oh, just having a minor panic attack. Okay.
It's fine, so long as we don't wear them at the same time, we're fine.
They are completely different colours. They're just the same blazer pattern.
Yeah, it's true.
And maybe I'll make a matching skirt.
Stop it! I made a matching skirt. You know what? My only one regret is that I didn't get enough to make a little waistcoat.
Oh my god, so you've done all three at the same time?
I did the skirt, I did the shorts, and I did the blazer at the same time.
No, so you'd wear them all at the same time.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Not the skirt and the shorts.
But it's still on the website, and I'm like, oof, do I...
Just do it.
Do I just order another meter?
Do it, I believe in you.
Okay.
Okay, one sec. Okay, thank you for that little introduction and little tangent.
That 5 minute long introduction.
Yeah, I found what I was looking for, so we're all good to go now. So, take us away, Hazel and the Machine.
So, the first trend we're going to talk about today, Ellen the Stitches. I actually can't. Someone messaged me!
Someone messaged me as well!
It was you sent me the screenshot. But then I replied, no, they sent it to us. So someone basically replied to our story because we posted something hilarious, a chat between us on WhatsApp, and she goes, I can't believe you've got Hazel saved as Hazel in the Machine.
On your phone. So Hazel, am I Ellen the Stitches on your phone? Yeah. It's like we don't know each other's surnames.
Bamstead, Sally.
You do know my surname.
Yeah.
You just literally gave my surname away to the whole world. To be honest, they could find it on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Because I linked my other page on there.
Yeah.
That's my name, double barrel, babe, Sutton, obviously. Okay.
So the first sewing trend we're going to talk about today is trench coats.
Why are you laughing already?
Because I feel like it seems like I really want to make one, but I'm also overwhelmed.
It seems incredibly difficult.
Do you know the history of trench coats?
No.
Does anyone want to know those?
Yes, tell us.
So trench coats were obviously coats that people wore in the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So was that the end of the history lesson?
That is the end of the history lesson. That's where they come from. And obviously then Burberry patented the style.
They patented it?
Patent.
Yeah, but how do you say it as like...
I don't actually know.
Verb to patent. They patented it.
Yeah, basically they took the original style. I don't have a hair tie. They basically took the original style and they kind of made their own signature pattern, which is why they're so famous. They're traditionally also made from gabardine fabric, which is a kind of like a twill, but it's got a slight waterproof element to it.
Do you know what I love about our podcast, Hazel?
What?
Is that you bring the facts and the knowledge and I'm just the pretty one.
You usually bring quite a lot. I
never, ever, ever understand what you're talking about in terms of, like, I learn all these new fabric names, like, every episode. What's the one you taught me last week?
Like, 2 weeks ago. That was such a weird week. So, Ellen and I never see each other except for when we're recording the podcast, and we bumped into each other 3 times in a week.
Oh, my God. In Primark Oxford Circus. Yeah. That was so bizarre.
She just
bizarre.
Came up to me and was like, what are you doing here? And I was like, well, what are you doing here?
That was so and weird. Then... But guys, I don't think you can understand how weird that is, because obviously in London there's like 22 million people, and especially on Oxford Street there's like a million of them.
Oxford Street Primark. In the homeware section... At the same time.
2 p.m. on a Tuesday. I was there for work looking for props for this event I was on. And Hazel was just like surrounded by rugs that she'd been testing out. That was so random. And then...
On the Sunday, I looked up at work. I was behind the till. I was serving a customer. I looked up and Elle was stood in the queue just smiling at me like, hi. And I was like, what?
But I was also absolutely sweating because I was so hungover. I had my suitcase. I'd just come back from a hen do and I was... dying, and I didn't even say anything to you. I just waved and then walked off.
Yeah, literally.
That was so random. I don't know what we're talking about. Anyway.
We're talking about that. So there are a few key characteristics of trench coats, which have to be the belt that is usually belted around the waist, and often it has what they're called on the shoulders.
Little flaps.
Yeah, the little flaps. They're not called salopettes.
No.
What are they called? Salopettes are skiing, aren't they?
Yeah. I'm going to say shoulder
I was watching the
flaps,
most hilarious
trench
TikTok
coat.
On the topic of salopettes. And it was
epaulettes.
Epaulettes. Close.
That was close.
So they have to have epaulettes, which used to be used to hold people's guns in place.
Oh my God. I've literally just got the coolest photo art.
Yeah, that is really cool. Gentleman's Gazette. That's such a cool illustration.
So basically, it's this guy wearing this very like structured, oversized... trench coat, and then they have like labeled all the different elements to the coat, and I think we'll probably post this maybe on our stories.
Yeah, maybe on our stories. Can you save it? Because it's really cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, we have compiled 3 different sewing patterns that encapsulate this trend of
trench coats.
So we have a traditional pattern, we have more of a coat pattern, and we have, I can't remember what my final one was, a very luxe avant-garde kind of over the top. So let's start, I think, with the traditional one, which is the Fibre Mood Martha.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. This is just really simple. This is the classic essence of what a trench coat is. But I think what's quite nice about this one is you have the option to leave off the wrist cuffs, which are one of the sort of like normal details that you use in a trench coat.
Yeah.
You can leave them off if that's just not your vibe. You just don't want that sort of too much detail around your wrists, or you tend to, because some people roll their coat sleeves up.
Yeah, you know what's annoying me? Sorry to butt in. I really want to see a line drawing of this pattern.
Oh, I know, I love a line drawing.
Do they not do line drawings at Fiber Mood?
They do, but...
Maybe not for this one.
Maybe not for this one.
No worries, that's fine. I can just imagine it.
It is on Foldline, this pattern.
Oh, let me have a look.
So, yeah, I think it's just a good one to have. It's a basic. It is the traditional basic.
Very Burberry, this one.
Very Burberry.
Oh, also because the sample that they photographed in the pattern. Oh, here's the line.
Like a nude, yeah.
Is a nude, yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got the line drawing. Sorry, yeah. I just find it so much easier.
No, that's absolutely fine. So this one has got the epaulettes.
It has got the gun flap.
It has the double-breastedness. And I think it has welt pockets.
Does look like they've got welt pockets. I love and obviously a welt. Those buttons. I know you just said double-breasted, but that's what that means, right?
Yeah.
Two rows of buttons.
What fabrics do they recommend for this one? Because I'm sure it's going to be gabardine.
It says gabardine. Gabardine is a tightly woven, smooth fabric with fine diagonal ribs. The fabric is so tightly woven that it's almost impervious to rain. Gabardine fabric can be composed of wool or cotton thread or a blend of one of these with polyester or polyamide.
So I think this would be a really good transitional one, because if you make it from wool, you can wear it deeper into winter, but also with the rain that we're probably going to be having all through September, making it out of a gabardine would be great.
But as in your mood board, do you think these are all gabardine except for the leather?
Probably, yeah.
But they look a bit pleathery, that green
I
one.
I think the green one's pleathery, but I think the rest are all gabardines.
Oh my god, I love a pleather trench coat.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Sewing that, I mean, to be fair, I did buy some leather needles the other day from a sewing machine. Yeah. And denim, because I snapped.
Oh, I did
buy
a denim
one. Does anyone else go
one.
Through phases where they're just sewing something and out of nowhere they snap about 6 needles? And it's always on the same project and you're like, great, cheers.
But then we must be doing something wrong, surely.
Yeah. Another pattern we want to talk about, which is more of a coat style trench. So if you're not down with jackets, you don't like gabardine, but you want the look, but you want something maybe more substantial and warmer, is the Bella Loves Patterns Traveller Coat, which I have made.
Have you?
It's my bright blue coat, yeah.
Oh my god. Of course you have. We've spoken about this for hours.
It was a labour of love, but it is a beautiful pattern.
But you don't have the epaulettes on.
Yeah, I do.
Can you show me, please?
Yeah, of course.
So I think this coat pattern is gorgeous, and I would buy this, wear this, make this. I think you're right. It is such a winter staple, and I think especially living in England, those trench coats, they don't... I mean, how much do you wear a trench coat? How many months a year? There's only like 1 month before it gets way too cold.
Yeah, look, you can't really see because I took these pictures at like...
Oh, I can see the epaulettes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely post... I nearly called you Heather. I don't know why. And we will...
My mum and dad would almost call me Heather.
I think we've spoken about this before.
Yeah, I think we have.
We'll definitely post Hazel's Bella Love Patterns Traveller Coat. But yeah, I just think that maybe it's me. I get cold easily, but I would definitely wear this in a nice thick fabric.
Yeah, and I think... For if you're looking to maybe make a capsule wardrobe, but you love the idea of a trench, making a coat version is maybe a little bit more versatile.
Yeah, because, I mean, she's wearing a hoodie underneath hers.
Yeah.
So it must be, like, oversized enough that you can layer.
Exactly. There are some beautiful versions of this coat online.
Yeah.
Absolutely stunning. I actually now really want to make it again.
What would you make it out of?
Probably a wool. What did she say? What do they recommend?
Medium to heavyweight coating fabrics such as wool, cashmere, boiled wool, Milton... And it would also be a great mid-season coat made in Deben, gabardine, or heavier weight linen.
Okay, so you could make it in a gabardine and have it as a trench, but it is fully lined.
Are
so
we sure that's how you pronounce it? Because they've spelt it gabardine.
No, it's gabardine.
Okay.
Lol. Someone please don't correct me.
What about if we put it into Google?
No, stop. Don't do that to me.
Why? Gabardine.
Pronunciation.
Oh no. It's gabardine.
It is gabardine.
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 Gabardine. Okay, fine. Gabardine. I stand corrected.
Gabardine.
Gabardine. Google, you really do show us up.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Okay, gabardine.
Okay, I think we can move on from the bedless pattern skirts. But that's nice that you can make it in a lightweight fabric. So actually, maybe I don't need to buy a trench coat pattern. Maybe I just need to get some gabardine.
Yes.
And make the bedless pattern skirt.
Yeah, because that's you've already got it. You don't need to buy another pattern.
Exactly. So the final trench we would like to talk about is by our ever favourite pattern company, Vicky Sews, and it's the Peyton trench coat, which is due to come out. Oh, it has it come out now?
I don't think so.
No, it has. It was on the website.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the Russian version.
I know. I need it in English.
But this is a more... I mean, I think it just looks like it's elevated because of the fact that they've made it with leather and gabardine. Oh, it feels weird.
Feels weird in the mouth.
Feels so weird.
Cotton, gabardine, corduroy, faux leather or faux suede. We do not recommend soft, lightweight raincoat fabrics for this pattern. So this is fully lined, and can you explain the pattern? Because it's a bit different. It's very different trench coat.
You're giving me such a complex. So another traditional feature of a trench coat is the
complex.
No, you're giving me the complicated thing to describe.
Oh, okay.
So another traditional feature of a trench coat is the gun flap, which obviously covers where your gun would be sitting into your chest when you're firing it.
which is so crazy,
so insane. But this has one, the gun flap goes over only one shoulder, which isn't great for people who are maybe right or left-handed, but whatever. But they've also sewn this in contrast fabrics. They've got this in a black pleather, which is over one of the both the sleeves, and over the gun flap that covers the shoulder and the epaulets and the belt, by the looks of things. And then the rest of it is in a gabardine.
I'm so sorry, we're going to move on from gabardine in a minute. So yeah, it's not double breasted, it's got a single line of buttons which start at about the bust and go down.
But this one wraps right over the chest, you'd be nice and warm in it.
Yeah, it's got, I don't know how that's be described, that like flap around the front. It's like a crossover.
It's just, yeah, it comes over to like the shoulder and then diagonally crosses down to the waist where it buttons.
Yes. Well, it's super cool. It's definitely something different. And for the fashionistas out there, it will be very on trend and fashionable. Trench coats done. Tick. Next.
Nailed it.
Next.
Oh, I really want to make a trench now.
Okay, we are going to be doing luxe sweatshirts.
Yes.
Talk us through this trend.
I feel like sweatshirts have been coming up in terms of like when people are going for a sports luxe look, athleisure look, but I think they're now being elevated to be worn more day to day and dressed up a lot more. So the catwalks this year were covered in ones in velvet with oversized fits, belting, that kind of thing. Yeah, this pattern can be made in a jersey. That's okay. Why I chose it. With funnel necks, different types of sort of like button plackets and collars to make them more of like an oversized polo shirt, sweatshirt fit. So there's just a lot of ways that they've been elevated to be more chic, trendy.
Yeah, totally.
So I feel like we should talk about, why have I gone blank?
It's okay.
We're going to talk about the Array top by Papercut Patterns.
Go for it. Now,
I said the word top. It can be made in a woven and it can be made in a jersey. It has a, and then the jersey
and
version
dress,
has a, and
a dress.
But we're talking obviously about the top jumper jersey version. So it has voluminous balloon sleeves. Everyone loves a big sleeve and we've not talked about sleeves in a while.
Oh my god, that sounds like us.
I know. And then also has a really cute waist tie. So this in a velvet jersey.
Oh wow.
Would be absolutely stunning with some leather trousers, jeans, maybe over like a slip skirt.
Yeah, or even some like cargo pants.
Yeah, some cargo pants. Maybe not in a velvet for cargos.
Why? Mix and match, baby.
Mix and match, that's true. And you can you don't have to have the waist tie, you can just make it into a regular jumper with an elasticated hem, which is a little bit more maybe versatile than having the tie.
Yeah, I also think that I would go with the balloon sleeves. Because there is another sleeve option. Does the other sleeve option work in the jersey? Do you have to do the other sleeve? So sleeve is like a wide armed, what's it called?
It's like
a bishop sleeve. No,
it's not a bishop sleeve. It's just,
A flared sleeve.
Yeah, it's like a flared sleeve, yeah.
Whereas I think if I was going to be making it in a jersey, I would do the balloon sleeve.
Yeah, 100%. Or even like add a cuff.
Yeah, I think I don't want that much, like, I don't want a voluminous, wide bottomed sleeve.
No, I don't want it to trail my coffee.
In that jersey fabric.
Yeah.
Because you want it to be nice and like comfy and like
cozy. And yeah. That's the point. You want it to basically keep the wind out.
Yeah, keep you warm.
Yes.
Yeah, I really like this. I actually did not know that this pattern could be made out of stretch fabric.
No, I know. You were looking at me so blankly when you looked.
I know, because I know this pattern, but I know it predominantly as the dress, as the woven dress.
No, it can be made as a jumper, and it's got quite a nice neckline to it when you make it in the jumper version.
Have you made the dress?
Yeah.
Which one? What fabric did you use? Can you remind me?
I did a checked twill for my first one, and then the second one I made it in a velvet, and I've made it in a pink jersey as a jumper.
Oh my god, how do I not know these? Are they on Instagram?
Yeah, but like...
A long time ago?
Yeah, like 2 years ago.
Oh, maybe that's why I don't know, because that was
I haven't made them
pre
in a while.
Us.
Probably.
Was that it?
No, that's a dressing gown my mum made me.
Oh. she is... I'm not blind. She is sounding... Like, her phone is quite far away from me.
It is also cracked.
Very smashed up.
Yes, this is the first one I made, look.
I remember this, and I also know this pub as well. That your photograph turns outside of.
Probably, yeah. I didn't actually even go into
that
pub.
Is so cute with those... Hazel made it and paired it with, like, knee-high or thigh-high boots.
Thigh-high boots, baby!
Super cute. Okay, so next up we've got the Thea jumper from Fiber Mood again. So this pattern is a bit different from our previous patterns and from the mood board, but that's fine because we think it's super cute in its own way. So it is a sleeveless knit jumper.
With shoulder pads.
Yes, and it's got a deep V-neck, which has a cuff around the neckline collar and a band around the bottom as well.
I wonder how they finish the sleeves.
Well, the armholes.
Yeah.
It looks like they're tucked in on themselves.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Because there's a little shoulder pad, which basically gives you a little bit more structure, which I think, giving that juxtaposition, that like balance between your upper body and maybe your lower body, and having a more voluminous skirt or baggy jeans or something, I think that is part of like the look of this sweatshirt trend coming into autumn, winter this year.
Being able to like really work with different volumes. And like pair something really big with something really small.
Exactly. And also, like, it's just that maximalism thing again. Like, maximalism is a huge trend coming into autumn winter this year, which I think is going to really suit the sewing community down to a
T. Yeah, because we love to just make everything and anything and then throw it all together.
Yeah, too many ruffles, too many puff sleeves.
So, Fiber Mood say, for an ultra trendy look, make Thea in a chunky knit fabric, but all kind of other knits would work as well, like a French terry, sweatshirt fabric, ribbed knit, or a knit jacquard, and more. The neck and hem bands should be cut from ribbed fabric, which makes sense.
Makes total sense.
I think this would be gorgeous, really, really oversized. I mean, I know that the sweater vest has been in fashion for the last 6 months.
But there aren't that many amazing patterns for it yet. I got a really basic simplicity one.
You made only one?
I made it twice now.
Oh God, I just can't keep up with your ever expanding
wardrobe. I haven't actually finished the second one though, and
I feel like the sweater vest trend is sticking around.
Yeah, it will, because it's so practical though. You can still wear your dresses, but you just put on a light layer of the top, and you can still have your puffy sleeves
out. And then your body's still warm. Oh my God, for me, it is the puffy sleeves, because in the winter, I still like to wear all my puff sleeve dresses, and I just can't, because I can't get a jumper over them, because I make my sleeves huge, and it just makes me look like I have weird, like, growths on my arms. You know, when they're all, like, bunched up.
You've got them gym gains.
Yeah, like Popeye.
Show me to the beach.
Exactly. So I really think I should make a basic, like, black or stone or nude sweater vest. And I like to layer it with my dresses. So I think that's such a good shout with this one. Well done, Hazel.
Thank you.
Our third pattern that we have for this trend is...
The Style Arc.
Bert.
The Style Arc Bert knit top. Now, towards the latter end of last year, we started to see this all over the high street with polo shirts coming back around.
Really?
In fashion. Yeah.
Oh Oh my god, I miss that. Polo shirts for women.
Yeah, for women, but they've now been elevated into like fine knitwear, silky jerseys, and sweatshirts.
I think this is so cool. I would 100% make this for me and probably for Sam.
So it's basically a polo shirt with long sleeves, and it's made from a French terry by the looks of things, but it's oversized, it's got a little collar, it's got a little button placket, and then it's cuffed around the wrists and the hem. I just think this is really cool.
Oh my God, I want to buy it. I really want to buy it. It's so cool. I would wear that when I was going to like go for a walk. If I was going to play golf, I'd probably wear
it. Imagine though, that leather trousers, boots, but this was just Sunday lunch.
I would wear this out to the pub.
Yes.
Like if we were going for a big walk and ending in the pub, which I'm doing with my mates in a couple of weeks.
Cute.
I would definitely wear that because it's like I can keep myself warm and basically I'm wearing a sweatshirt, but then it's cute enough that I feel like I'm out for a nice dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm a big fan. And there's some really luxe fabrics that are stretched that would look great with this.
Yeah. Oh my god.
But we said that Lurex.
Yes, Lurex. I was about to say glitter jersey. Lurex makes it.
Oh
my
god, I would love that.
That would be so nice. Glitter
jersey sweatshirt.
Yes. With the collar.
I feel like that placket would be really hard to do in that fabric.
No, I think it'd be fine.
Do you really think?
Yeah, I've made a zip-up one like this.
And the arm has a slight balloon shape as well, which we love.
Yes, and a dropped armhole.
It's not a straight sleeve.
No, love that.
Oh, gorgeous. Okay.
No sweat patches.
No sweat patches, that's true. Very true.
Could you imagine that in like a stripy knitted fabric?
That's what I mean, like you're wearing now.
Yeah.
So Hazel's wearing this really, really cute cardigan, which is black and white striped.
More of a bonus.
No, and I'm a bonus because she works there and she gets a discount. She won't give any to me.
I will give it to you. You just need to tell me.
And I think that striped, like, knit, I mean, it looks like a wool blend, right?
It's not. It's. I hope it's not wool. I never actually checked.
What do you think it is?
It's viscose, polyester, and polyamide.
Oh, okay. But anyway, that fabric would look... Wool. Oh, because it's bad for your skin?
I come with rashes.
Okay, well, thank God it's not wool then.
Yeah, I know.
But Jeez. Yeah, you're right. That striped fabric would be super cute in that kind of sweatshirt.
Oh, love it. Love it.
Our third and final trend
is cut out tops. We try to be very varied and make sure we've got tops and bottoms and coats and stuff.
I'm so sorry, Hazel. One second. I'm just trying to get this one up and I'm like, is this the right one?
Mm-hmm.
We like to both be looking at the pattern on my laptop, and I hadn't done the pre-required...
Because I was trying to put the microphone back together, because when we recorded it mine, I took it apart and packed it up way too well that we couldn't actually put it together.
Yeah, so she just like took all the nuts and bolts off, and we were like, where does this one go?
I mean, I'm just impressed that I didn't lose any of them.
I mean... So... Well done. We have a working microphone... so that's all that matters. But yeah, I didn't do the pre-required work that I was supposed to, which is getting all the patterns up on the laptop. But I've done it now. We've just rambled a bit and now it's done.
It's all done. So this final trend that we're going to talk about today is cut-out tops. There are so many different variations of this. And as you're going to see from the pictures I have chosen...
Varying degrees.
There are varying degrees of sluttiness.
Yes. I am sorry, but this just takes me back to the noughties.
Well, I think that's the point. I feel like it's rave scene / Y2K.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm 15.
Yeah, but these two were like elegant and classy. That you'd wear out to the pub. It's just first one that I put.
I don't know if I'd wear any of them.
Really? Would you not wear this?
I'd wear the pattern, yeah. But I don't know about the mood board ones. Because I think that these are just like skinny models. And to me, I'm looking at them like, oh my God, could I wear that? But actually, when I see the patterns and I see the line drawings, I'm probably like, oh yeah, maybe I could wear that.
I tried really hard with my pictures and the pictures I chose to have varying size body sizes. But in this one, I couldn't find anything.
Yeah, it's not your fault. It's the culture and the society that we live in that they don't want to show real women's bodies when there's... skin on display. And that's not your fault, Hazel. That's the patriarchy for you and the fashion world. But we're getting better. So first of all, let's go.
The first pattern we're going to talk about is Vicky Sews, and it is the long sleeve top called Kendall.
Cute.
So weird. So it's long sleeved, it's fitted, it has a little collar band, but then it is cut from about the middle of your throat all the way out to give you a nice open shoulder on one side only.
I love it.
Asymmetric. I actually got this pattern.
Do you?
Yeah, I've just never made it.
Oh, I'd love to see you make that.
I really want to. I'm just scared to.
Why?
I'm scared I'm going to mess up the neckband.
Oh, do you think it's going to stretch?
I just think it's just going to be messy.
And I don't think it's going to be messy.
I always need to decide what colour I'm going to make it. I think I'm just going to go with black.
Make it in a really cheap fabric first and just test it out.
That's what I'm going to do. But I feel like this would just be great because it's fitted. It would be great to pair with wide leg trousers or flares like we talked about in our last episode.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
I think it's actually quite classy.
It is classy and it's such a simple layering piece that if you're going out for dinner but you want it to be warmer, you can wear that with a blazer over the top or a trench coat.
I mean, I don't really know what it's like to work in an office because I haven't done for a very long time, but I feel like people could wear that to work.
I think you could wear a variation of it.
Do you not think you can wear it to
work? I don't think you can have a singular bare shoulder.
Why not?
I mean, it depends probably on your office, but I feel like if you worked in
a bank.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. But if you worked in, you know.
Oh, they don't want to see
you
that.
You could wear that to work.
Yeah, I could wear that to work.
I could wear that to work.
Do you think?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe in like a pastel. I feel like I don't see a lot of people wearing black in Olive Bonus. Is that just, maybe that's just my local one.
Yeah, I think it depends on the shop. I think we all wear a lot of black and crazy things.
Fair enough.
We'll try and be Olive Bonus. All my earrings are now from Olive Bonus though.
Because they do great earrings. I love them. I can't wait to get my Christmas present from you.
Do you know what I realised the other day? I never got you a birthday present.
That's fine.
Because I was, basically I had COVID and I was meant to go to Elle's birthday party and it was in my head, I still need to get Elle a present and then I didn't see you for ages and I completely forgot.
Yeah,
so
but
you'll
that's
get
okay.
a double big Christmas present.
Thanks, Han.
Now just be Olive Bonus earrings.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so
the next pattern we're going to talk about is by Simplicity, which I think this is the first...
I've never seen them look like this.
That's because it's a PDF pattern, because they've just released some of their patterns as PDFs.
Oh.
So this is the Simplicity SP109. So I think the S is Simplicity, P is for PDF 109.
Ah.
Now this is a very tame version of the cutout, which I quite liked because if you compare it to the red one, it's a similar sort of vibe.
Yeah.
But it's a bit more dainty.
It's basically a peephole.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a bad word?
I don't think it is. It just made me laugh.
Oh, no. Actually, I think that's bad.
So it's like...
No, I think that's...
They're like little keyhole cutouts across your shoulders.
Peephole.
But from about the shoulder seam to just above your armpit. So you can use the peephole. You've got them on your front door.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of the one in, like, toilet cubicles that men would...
That's called a glory hole.
Okay.
So it's not a glory hole, it's a peephole. This one. To be honest though, I'd actually call this a keyhole.
Oh, a keyhole! That's what I meant!
How did you get to glory hole?
I went from key, like, oh my, okay.
Oh wow.
This episode is not safe for work.
It's not.
I didn't say any naughty words.
No, that's true. You just said men put their...
Exactly. So take from that what you want. They might just put their hand in. I don't know. Let's move on. Okay, so this...
Stick a little finger.
Stop it. So this pattern is a Mrs. pattern, though. And I never really know what that means.
Does it mean
that it's smaller or does it mean that it's younger?
I don't actually know.
But anyway, it's the Mrs. crop top. I have had a look at the sizes, and I mean, it's not got the hugest size range, unfortunately.
It still goes
up to a 50-inch hip, which...
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't really understand what, like, this whole Mrs. situation is. It's M-I-S-S-E-S. Some of their patterns have the word Mrs. on and some don't.
So if someone wants to explain that to us, it'd be great. But I think this is quite a good, if you're not keen on getting too much skin out, but you want to get you want to ease your way into the trend, this does just have little cutouts over the shoulders. You could easily add more length to it. You could easily add full sleeves. Like, there are ways of making it more winter appropriate.
Because
it is a little crop top. So hackable. Imagine making that into a long dress.
Cute. Oh my god.
A mid-axi knit dress.
I would love that. That is actually such a good idea.
Oh my god, yeah. Need to do that. And then do you want to talk about our final pattern?
Yeah. Wait, 1 second. It's the Alyssa Threads. My laptop's just frozen. What's it called? Because my laptop is frozen.
It's the Alyssa Threads Shelly Tank. This is a one-shoulder tank top. Maybe not totally winter appropriate, but I think it would be like a good transitional piece. And basically, yeah, it's just got a singular shoulder and it sweeps across. So it's not really cut out. But if you wanted more of like a unique neckline without the cutouts.
And I feel like you're still participating in the trend because it is all about these like jersey tops that show a little bit of skin, that they've got some like more unusual like necklines or curves in the pattern.
Yeah.
I would definitely make this. Again, I would make this as a dress.
I think it would be super cute as a dress.
I love a one-shoulder look, and I will be buying this pattern.
But you could also layer this with, like, a cardigan that you wear slightly open, and again, you're kind of getting that cut-out look.
Yeah, or you could wear, like, a fun kind of, like, bra underneath. Like
a racer neck or something, yeah, like a halter, so you've got, like, that detail.
All those different lines going across, yeah, sure.
Which ties into that first picture.
But even on its own, I just think this is super comfy and it would go really well with just, like, some jeans or, like, a high-waisted skirt. Like, I think it could be a massive staple.
Yeah, and since I did all the research for this episode, quite a few new patterns have cropped up like it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Vicky Sews have launched a few more. I haven't actually looked too much yet, but I know McCall's have released some new patterns, and I'm sure I saw a jersey one with a cut-out neckline.
So, that is the end of Autumn-Winter Trends 2022.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Hazel, for doing all that research and creating these gorgeous mood boards. They'll be on our Instagram. We will also mention the patterns underneath that we spoke about.
And make sure we use the hashtags requisite for the patterns as well, so you can just tap and see what they look like. I did that on the last one, so if anyone hasn't tapped on any of those hashtags and they're going, well, I can't see a picture, tap on that hashtag and have a look.
Great, great idea, Hazel. So next time, we are going to be doing an episode all about unisex and men's sewing patterns. This has been requested quite a few times. We both have male partners and we have sewn for them.
Like sewing for him.
No,
but...
well, we'll discuss that in the episode, Hazel. So we're going to talk all about that and hopefully inspire you with some cool new patterns as well. Thank you so much for all your messages, all your DMs, comments. We love to read it and see it. It really, really does fill us with joy. As many of you know, we have a Buy Us a Coffee page with a link in our bio on Instagram. If you fancy chucking us £3 towards making
chucking
you...
Chucking us?
That's what good people say.
Is it?
Yeah, chuck us a few quid, darling. towards making new episodes and continuing doing the podcast. It'll be so much appreciated.
Yes, and don't forget, if you can, please comment, please like, please subscribe, and make sure you are getting up to date with all of our Instagram posts, as well as when the latest episode comes out live.
Yes.
See you next
time. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.